Hi, my name is Daniel Son, and I'm a junior at Winter Park High School. What's my testimony? I was blessed to grow up in a Christian family with parents devoted to God and devoted to bringing their children to know Him. Growing up as a toddler, I enjoyed church, but I viewed it only as a social gathering. It was a time for me to go to Sunday school, see my friends, and sing fun worship songs. But really, I just saw God as someone who would grant all my wishes as long as I believed in Him and asked nicely, rather than having the goal to form a deep relationship with Him. I was never able to grasp the idea that there was anything beyond that. My family left KPCO around 2007 when we moved out of this location, and after that, we jumped around from church to church. At that point in my life, being socially accepted became more important to me than God. We came back to KPCO around 2013. From 7th grade to around the end of 8th grade, I dreaded church. I would try to sleep in on Sundays or pretend to be sick. I would stand during worship songs thinking to myself, after I graduate from high school, I'm not going to church. My heart was hard and I had lost the beauty and wonder of Christ. I thought that if I was nice enough and wasn't a horrible person, all of my good deeds could lead to something great in life. I didn't see a point in believing in God, yet I felt no sense of satisfaction within any aspect of my life. In 9th grade, I began to immerse myself more into the church. I formed friendships with people who genuinely cared for me and earnestly wished to see me walk with God. At this point, I thought, if all these great people want me to follow Him, there must be a reason. I was still nonetheless hesitant until my first trip to the Dominican Republic, where I had encountered Jesus Christ and accepted Him into my heart as my Savior. On one of our last days of VBS, a little Dominican boy came up to me and asked me for water. But I was told not to give him any because all the other kids would want water too, and we weren't able to provide for all of them at that time. I had to say no. When I saw the look on his face, it felt as if my heart physically broke in half. I broke into tears. I had never felt that way in my life, so powerless and inferior. I reflected on that all day, and I realized that any deed I do for others, big or small, is insignificant in the end. I realized that God was showing me that without Him and His love for us, we are weak and helpless, and that I must depend on God at all times. It was a humbling experience. I realized that there isn't anything I can do by my own works. Rather, I am always in need of the power of Christ. Even if I had given that boy water, he would have gone thirsty the next day, but Jesus could give him the water that could truly satisfy. Every good deed is temporary, that is, unless it is done for Christ and through Him. After opening my heart to Jesus for the first time, I realized that all my desires could be fulfilled through Him and only Him. As I have begun my walk with God, I noticed that although I have always been somewhat generous to others after I accepted Christ, all of my love and genuine compassion for others now stem from the love of Christ rather than my own love, which would run on my own selfish desires and fleeting emotions. I've always been able to show love to others in a very strong way, but now I realize that I'm only able to love because He has loved me first. To be able to love others is a privilege that God has given me, and I'm filled with such joy to be able to do just that. Now I pray that God can continually use me as a vessel to show others His overflowing love through me. Every day I'm reminded of all that He has done for me. I'm so grateful for this love that God continues to pour out into us, no matter how many times we may break His heart. It's so wonderful and unbelievable that I'm the worst, with sin that goes far beyond my imagination. Yet I have a God who loves me as if I'm the best, with a devotion to me that goes far beyond my imagination. As Judith Smith has said, sometimes our brains are our worst enemies because grace isn't logical. Please pray for me as I continue my journey with God, to develop a relationship with Him and grow in my understanding of Him, that I may stand strong in the struggles and hardships, to see them as tests of strength and love. Pray that I may not be hindered by the temporary comforts of this world. Sorry. If I am tempted by anything, that I'll be able to turn away and run into the arms of our Father. Pray that as I mature in age, that my spiritual maturity grows as well, so that I may be of some influence to others in coming to Christ like others have done for me. Pray that I will love Him more tomorrow than I do today. Thank you.